Miranda Odie flips through a small book of poetry, looking for the page with her name.
I have to find it. Okay.
Miranda goes to Marion Pritchett High School. It's for girls who get pregnant and are at risk of dropping out.
Waddling up the hill, determined to get to the top, you laughed as I stumbled. You grabbed my arm and said, "Don't worry, I won't let you fall."
Miranda is 17. She's about to graduate and go to cosmetology school. She has a little girl and a fiancé. Her poem is about him.
At the top, looking down at everyone, wearing bright colors like sprinkles on a cupcake, both at the end of something, but the beginning of something else, a new relationship, standing on top of the hill, we tried to convince ourselves we were only friends.
Miranda's poem was one of the winners of a contest sponsored by the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence. The idea is to get teens to write about relationships to help promote healthy ones. Miranda has a lot of relationship experience for a 17-year-old. She says she had a boyfriend for 3 years in her early teens.
Really abusive, mentally abusive, and just a horrible relationship.
Malia Collins says that life experience is a big part of why the girls from Marion Pritchett write so well. Collins spends one day a week at the school teaching creative writing as part of the Writers in the Schools program from the Cabin Literary Center.
They have sort of gone beyond this romantic idea of love that we get to have when we're in high school. And I think why people respond to their work so strongly is because they don't have a cookie-cutter idea of what love is about.
Among Collins' students are several refugees. They started to arrive at the school a few years ago. Some of them are winners in this year's contest. Perni Adhikari won third place. She grew up in Nepal and got married when she was 15, against her parents' wishes. But then her whole family got the chance to come to Idaho.
My mom said we have to go here. So many people are jealous.
Perni says people were jealous because they wanted to come to America. The one exception was her husband. At the last moment, he decided not to get on the plane. Perni did, even though she was 2 months pregnant. She stares off into the distance with a nervous smile and tells her story in stops and starts, because it's painful and because her English is limited. Finally, she says her poem is about the husband she never expects to see again.
Blocking the sun. He is gone from me. His name is floating away like a leaf, like a hand blocking the sun from my eyes.
That was an abbreviated version. Perni can be difficult to understand. But writer Malia Collins says the refugee girls' limited English can be a plus in poetry. Their writing is simple, even stark. But Collins says the biggest reason for the success of all the girls is the school's emphasis on writing.
The students at Marion Pritchett consider themselves writers, and I think they believe that our classes were a community of writers.
But the school that fosters that community nearly closed 2 years ago. The Idaho legislature eliminated all its funding. The Boise School District eventually took over and kept the school open. Miranda Odie, who we heard from earlier, says she wouldn't have graduated without Marion Pritchett. She says going to a normal high school is just too hard if you're pregnant.
People call you a slut. People say you're this, you're that. You know, they just look down on you. And you start to believe it after a while.
Miranda was severely depressed before she came to Marion Pritchett. But the school, she says, is like being in a supportive family. And she says writing poetry helps a lot, too. From KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.